As war with Iraq looms, U.S. strategists have to worry about the possibility of an oil shortage. One major alternative source is Venezuela. Relations with Venezuela have been strained in recent years as President Hugo Chavez made overtures to leaders such as Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi. But as Venezuela's oil becomes increasingly important to the United States, the two governments appear willing to forgive and forget, NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
President Hugo Chavez presents himself as the leader of a leftist populist revolution. And in downtown Caracas, hardly a day goes by without a rally organized by his supporters. But these days, the revolutionary speeches take place under newly printed banners that read, "Venezuela and the United States, more united than ever." The banners are a sign of a surprising change in Chavez's revolutionary rhetoric. Lately, he's backed away from his customary attacks on U.S. foreign policy. Teodoro Petkov, a veteran politician and newspaper publisher in Caracas, says the turnaround has been dramatic.
Chavez is settling his accounts with the gringos. Now his politics are such that he hasn't said one single word about Bush's plans to invade Iraq. Chavez has become completely quiet.
Washington is also mending fences. Last April, the Bush administration was burned when it appeared to welcome a right-wing coup against Chavez. The coup failed, and Chavez wondered out loud whether Americans had been involved in the plot. But since then, American officials have repeatedly stated that the U.S. will not support an unconstitutional regime change in Venezuela, something that has deeply disappointed Chavez's opponents. They, like most Venezuelans, assume that the new cordiality with Washington has to do with oil. Here on the shores of Lake Maracaibo, oil is so plentiful that it's often pumped out of people's backyards. And at night you can see the excess natural gas flaring off above their roofs. But despite the region's natural wealth, times are tough. After taking office in 1999, Chavez insisted that Venezuela obey the production quotas set by the OPEC oil cartel to prop up prices. It worked, but it also dramatically cut the amount of new oil exploration in Venezuela. Thousands of oil workers now spend their days playing dominoes, talking politics, and waiting for drilling to pick up again. At a union hall near Maracaibo, Romero Franklin says he has mixed feelings about President Chavez's respect for OPEC quotas. On one hand, it means a lot of heads of households are left without jobs, Romero says. But on the other, the higher price of oil is good for the country as a whole. It's a delicate balance, Romero says, but he's been out of work for so long, he's beginning to think that Venezuela should start to drill more wells. In a nearby bar called Welcome to Texas, an American oil executive says he also hopes that Venezuela will allow increased drilling. Otherwise, he'll have to join the other foreigners who've already left Venezuela's oil fields. The executive, who asked not to give his name, says Chavez needs to recognize that OPEC quotas are unfair to Venezuela.
It's like Saudi Arabia produces 8 million barrels a day, Venezuela 2.5. Well, if they want to keep the quotas and they want to keep the same market value for the crude, why don't they tell Saudi Arabia to drop theirs 2 million barrels a day and let Venezuela raise theirs 2 million barrels a day to help their people out here in this country?
There are signs that Chavez might be coming around to this point of view. Faced with rising poverty and unemployment, Chavez's government budget for next year presumes a big jump in oil revenues. Perhaps more significantly, Chavez pledged last week that he would not go along with any sort of an oil embargo against the United States, should Arab countries try to organize one in response to events in Iraq or Israel. At Welcome to Texas, the American oil executive says, given time to drill new wells, Venezuela could take up the slack.
I mean, instead of taking you 2 months to get a ship from Saudi Arabia or however long it takes you 10 days from here. I mean, we're so close, I don't understand why we're not better neighbors.
It's not yet clear whether Chavez has decided to spurn OPEC quotas and start ramping up oil production dramatically. But given the possibility of a war in the Middle East, Washington has a clear interest in keeping things friendly with Venezuela's self-styled revolutionary president. Martin Costi, NPR News, Maracaibo, Venezuela.